Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A long-planned fare hike took effect on the MBTA this morning, with the cost of the commute rising an average 6% across the board. Also this morning, an effort to push back against the fare hikes and what some call unreliable service on the T. One person leading that effort is Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu. Good morning, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So this effort has been dubbed the Boston Tea Party, obvious ploy on the 18th century protest. Tell us about it.
You know, Boston has a history of standing up when we believe something's not right and speaking up and trying to change that. The same effort needs to be pushed when it comes to public transportation here. We see a system that is crumbling, deteriorating, service getting worse, and is fundamental to where we need to go to fix traffic, to fight climate change. And yet we're making it harder for people to rise by raising fares and giving no clear timeline on when service will be at the level that we need.
Do you take the T regularly?
I take it every single day.
And what's your experience like?
So I'm on the Orange Line. You have to kind of schedule your life around it. I know if I leave a minute after 4:45 or 5 p.m., it is standing room only. And when I have my toddler with me, that's a pretty stressful experience. When you're riding the T every day, it's undeniable how quickly it has been deteriorating. And it's not just urgency to fix it, but also a sense of disempowerment from riders that nobody cares. And so having leaders on the T, visible and actively connected to ridership, makes a big difference for our democracy, too.
After the red line derailment a few weeks ago, you called on the MBTA to put the fare hikes on hold. Why'd you do that? And wouldn't that deny the T the money it needs to make improvements?
So I actually believe that the fare hikes never should have been approved in the first place. The fare hikes speak to a larger problem. We have no vision for the MBTA. We are actively making it harder for people to ride at a time when we need to do the exact opposite. And everyone needs to recognize that public transportation is a public good. Just a penny increase in the gas tax would have provided enough revenue to roll back all of the MBTA fare hikes. Think about charging Uber and Lyft more, or congestion pricing on every roadway.
In the WBUR poll, 14% of Boston voters call public transportation the single most pressing issue facing the region. Do you agree that it is the most pressing issue?
Transportation underlies so many of the other issues that we are fighting for. Even when you can find a place to live that you can afford, usually with our transportation system, then you're stuck and you can't get to work conveniently. And it also underlies our educational opportunities, the equity within different communities. And it's often the first ways that communities are segregated. The inequities that we are exacerbating are directly contributing to more income inequality, bigger racial wealth gaps. These are all ways that we are losing out on potential that should be plugging right back into our economy. People are ready to support Massachusetts, to live in Boston, if they could just find a foothold here and be able to get to where they need to go.
Do you think that there is the political will in the city and up on Beacon Hill at the state level to actually take a deep dive into doing a big fix of what's wrong with the MBTA?
I do. I think everyone is frustrated with traffic all across the region, and we need to prove that by funding the MBTA more, we could actually deliver and show that service will improve so that people will want to get out of cars and back onto the T. The speaker made a statement a few days ago that the legislature will seek more sustainable long-term revenue sources, and the public is ready. People are frustrated. It was across party lines, across demographics, across geographies. People are ready to see us take this seriously. We are at a crisis point, and we need our elected leadership to step up, and we need to hold those who have the ability to change things, to hold them accountable.
Boston at-large City Councilor Michelle Wu, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.